Hi, this is Allegra Lowenstein, ghostwriter for business owners. And today I'm gonna dive into the big question, what is a ghostwriter? This is something that comes up a lot when I talk to potential clients and just the world at large. And the truth is that a ghostwriter writes the entire book for the author. The ghostwriter is not the author. The ghostwriter is the writer. And that's going to be a question I dive into in future FAQs. How can you be the author and not the writer? The short story is, it's all based on the author's brain, the author's ideas, the author's brilliance. And I love the word scribe for a ghostwriter because it's really about taking that genius and putting it into a specific format. And so a ghostwriter is someone who will do all of the writing, but the author does all of the thinking of the concepts ahead of time, right? So I will reference to sort of the simple way that I like to break down writing, which is pre-writing, writing, and post-writing. And the real magic happens in the pre-writing. The pre-writing is when you have ideas and you formulate concepts and you build your wisdom and you have skills and expertise. And those are all built up really over a lifetime. And, you know, in the case of most of my clients, over a career. And so that's the magic. And then when a business owner, CEO, speaker, coach, whoever it is, decides my business needs a book for whatever purpose, and there's a lot of different purposes it can serve, I really need this to move forward professionally in my career, build my business. But shoot, now I'm so busy with my business, I don't have the time. So that's when that author should hire a ghostwriter. And the ghostwriter is able to take the process, and the author will spend probably a tenth of the time or less. Because in my practice, I base it on interviews. So a lot of times I'll get a front load with an all day long interview. And then after that one day commitment from the author, it's really just small follow-ups, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes on the phone, maybe just a couple clarifying emails. And so really, actually, that's way less than a tenth of the time. But yeah, at maximum, a tenth of the time. And that's probably if the person wants to be involved. And if they don't want to be involved, they have no time. It's really just that main front-loaded interview where we hash out all the details, all the concepts, what's so important that needs to be included in this book, what's the brand trying to communicate, what does the clientele need, what do we want to teach them, what do they want to learn, all those kind of questions. Once those are hashed out in the interview format, then like I said, then the writer and myself, I get to go write all that into a book format, sometimes referencing other materials too. And the author gets to go keep doing what the author does, which is run a business, you know, coach clients, speak on stage, whatever it is. So that is what a ghostwriter is. Ghostwriter writes all of the author's amazing brilliance into a book format because, just to kind of reiterate, we have all these ideas, we have all this genius. It exists in a lot of different forms already. You know, whether it's conversations at the most basic level or content that's been written for other formats, right? So letters that had to be written, emails that had to be written, teaching opportunities, whether it's a coaching relationship, a workshop, a program, a course. A lot of people have courses. That's a great beginning structure for a book. It can't be turned right into a book, right? So that's another question people bring to me. Oh, well, I have a course, or I have a PowerPoint, or I have a blog. Can't that just be turned into my book? Well, it can, but it won't make any sense as a book. Because just like if you can imagine you have a book, you can't just go turn that into a presentation or a course. They're different formats. They are consumed by the client in different ways. And so it can give a lot of good ideas. It can give a lot of good content, maybe structure. But no, it can't just be turned into a book. Well, it can. It'll just be a really, really, really bad book. And I've seen it done, and I don't recommend it. So the best time to contact a ghostwriter is actually before you start the book. So it's literally the moment when you say, my business needs a book. Go contact the ghostwriter right then. Because it'll be a cleaner, faster, more efficient process than contacting a ghostwriter with a half-written book. Or most likely the half-written book really won't be put to use, because the book will be better if it's written organically by a single writer. So it might be a source of ideas, but like I said, there's no lack of ideas. You know, I can get ideas out of people in a lot of different formats. So basically, save your time. Don't start the book. Contact the ghostwriter right away. Let the ghostwriter take all that genius, write it into a book. And I'm going to go into these kind of differences really quickly, but if you have a mostly written book or a partially written book and you just need guidance, that's not what a ghostwriter does. Ghostwriter writes the whole dang thing. They, you know, as a ghostwriter, yes, I can take a partially written book and finish it, but it's easier and makes a better book to write the whole thing. So, you know, that's usually what will happen anyways. So yeah, if you're already in the process, it doesn't mean you can't hire a ghostwriter, but the ghostwriter's not necessarily going to take what already exists and finish it. They're gonna, you know, at best take what already exists, chop it all up into a million pieces and restructure it into a different book. Not a different book. A different book, you know? No one's going to write the same words. It's going to be a different book. Might cover all the same topics, same structure, same outline, but it's going to be a different book. A ghostwriter isn't going to read your book and give you feedback on what to do differently. There's different people who, that's what they do. And like I said, check out my other golden nuggets of getting it done to learn more about some of these differences and to learn more about me and my services. You can simply go to allegralowenstein.com.